Thank you so much. My name is Caterina and I'm coming from Politecnico di Milano. I'm a PhD student. I'm finishing my first year of the PhD. And today I will talk about fast insight about the severity of hurricane impact with spatial analysis of Twitter posts. And this presentation will be more like from the part of a user, not that much from like developer. Since I'm very new in this area. My background is environmental engineer and I'm more focused on the risk mitigation and so on. So here we can we see the small overview of today's presentation. At the very beginning, I will talk about social media and what we use it. After what I will talk about the event, the hurricane that we have observed for this work and the sample that we have collected, actually the tweets related to the hurricane, and finally the spatial statistics that have been performed in a QGIS using plugins, kernel density and hotspot analysis, and finally conclusions will be made. So, social media in everyday life. I bet that most of all of you are using some of the social media platforms for checking what is going on, or you're also an active user and you're posting every day or, I don't know, once a week. I did small homework and yesterday I checked the posts about this conference and I find out that we are one very big community and that a lot of people are posting a lot of interesting things that are going on. And some of them, I just point them out. Some users were posting about workshops, the others about keynote speakers and keynote speech, and the others about the connecting events. But what happened when the emergency occurred? Do people use social media and do they share the situation in which they are found? Yes, they do. And it depends on the like how big the event it is. It also it depends the response. And according to the literature, like the most used social media platform for sharing the information about the disaster is Twitter. And here we can see that one user have posted a picture straight after the hurricane passed. Here, the city of Tallahassee, I don't know if I pronounce it well, the municipality have published that they are doing the recovery of the electricity poles. And some users are posting the drone videos of the affected areas. The others about still the recovery of the roads and so on. So people are very active. Let's go back to the start. Before we started this work, we were thinking, okay, when the event occurs, what people will do in case of small scale event? By small scale, I mean maybe like tropical storm, that, for example, in some areas of the world, it's more or less normal, not every day, but it happens very frequently. And some people that are very active on the social medias, they will post the information about it, and they will share it with their followers. So here we can see Tom, let's call him Tom, and he's very active on the social media, and he will share that the branches fall down on the street and that some traffic signs have been damaged and so on. But what will happen in case of the large-scale event? We can see that a lot of buildings have been damaged. There are cars all over the roads that have been damaged. Well, the response will increase because maybe like small tropical storm for me is not a big deal. But for Tom, it is, so he wants to share it with his followers. But like this like large-scale event, for me, is important. For Tom, is important, and also for a lot of people, it is important. And we want to share with our followers, like, I'm fine, I'm not fine, and so on. So for a large-scale event, we will have big amount of the posts that can that if we collect them, we analyze them, and we process them, we can transform users that are in some way, we can, let's say, passive. By passive, I mean if I'm posting, people that follow me, they can check my post and they can know how am I. But does emergency management use this information? Maybe yes, maybe no, probably no. But like collecting, processing this information, emergency management can transform those passive users and passive information into the active, and all of us can be involved into the emergency management. So with this idea, we were observing Hurricane Michael that happened in October 2018, and it hit Florida coast, USA. We can see that at the very beginning, it started as a tropical storm and it was in the middle of the sea. And it was going up, up, up with an increasing severity. Then when it was very close to the coast, it was a type 4 hurricane. And when it hit the coast, it was like the strongest, still type 4 hurricane, after what its intensity decreased. So luckily, the most part of the land was not hit by the highest intensity of the hurricane, just the first part of the coast. Here we can see all the posts that have been downloaded, Twitter posts. In particular, 8,169 georeference posts that have had image or video content. But there is but because like 0.6% of those posts have had the geolocation that was inserted by the user. The rest, like almost all of the posts, didn't have this information. And my colleague, Barbara Pernici, she developed this algorithm, CIME, originally for the E2MC project that was adjusted for purpose of our work. What does this algorithm do? It is searching the information about the location inside of the comments of the posts. If we are lucky, the algorithm finds it, and it assigns it to the post. If not, it goes to search the information about the location inside of the reposts or retweets. And we cross the fingers that the people that are sharing, using somebody's post are putting this additional information about the location. Maybe they recognize, they say, oh, I live nearby, and then they assign the location. And 99.4% of the post location have been defined with this algorithm. After what, we filter all the posts according to the relevance, because some people, posts depend on person that is posting. Maybe I prefer to take a pictures of the buildings, so I will post damaged building and so on. The other person, Tom, he likes to speak more about his feelings, so he will take a selfie, and he will talk about the hurricane that happened, but I don't have any information that is useful for me, in sense I want to see if the damage occur. So by filter, we needed to filter posts in this way that we will delete posts that were not relevant for our purpose. And the framework was presented by Sara Barozzi in the paper Filtering Images Extracted from Social Media in the Response Phase of Emergency Events. And doing this analysis, we have deleted reposts, doubles, also posts that have the image of the face, like selfie, or maybe the people from news that is informing about the event. Also, the images that have as a content text, and so on. And finally, we have had 254 Twitter posts that we will use for further analysis. And we can see how they are dispersed over the observed area, all the colored dots. They are relevant posts that will be used for the further analysis. So the first analysis, we used heat map plugin and kernel density. As a bandwidth, we were using 100 kilometers since the ratio of the average city in the observed area was 100 kilometers. And as a result, two areas have been selected, Panama City, this one, and area near Douglas. Before doing this analysis, we were expecting to find clusters in the populated areas along the hurricane path. So if the area is not populated, there are no people, so nobody will post, maybe even if the area is damaged. And if we take a closer look to the Panama City, in this scale, in this map, in the small scale, we can see, we cannot see that like the highest concentration of the posts is here. But if we take a closer look, we can see that the posts are well spread along the city. So I said we were expected to find clusters in populated areas. Comparing like two areas that have been detected by this analysis, we can see that Panama City is very populated, and the area near Douglas, it has very small population per square kilometer. So something is not good. Taking a closer look on the posts of this area, we find out that in total there are 29. Okay, they are concentrated, but the thing is like they're one over each other, they're overlapping. And going more deep into the analysis, we find out that all of the posts have been posted from different broadcasting companies. So must be that the algorithm was assigning this location to those posts that have been posted by the broadcasting companies. So we can say that this area, even though it is highly concentrated, it is wrong, and we will see more forward. So the second idea is like, okay, in the first analysis, we were considering only spatial analysis, like how the posts, their distribution in the space. And what will happen if we also take into the consideration the time when the posts have been posted, in particular, the day of posting. So we use the hotspot analysis plugin that have been developed by Daniele Oxoli, that is here with us. And more information about this plugin in details, it is possible to see to find out in his published work. But performing this analysis, I don't know how familiar you are with this analysis. Most of the people are trying, when they do this analysis, they are looking hotspots. We did a bit different thing. We were looking for cold spots because cold spot was showing us the posts that are concentrated one to each other and that are that have been published at the early stage of the event. So we have had like almost real time informing about the situation. And this analysis point out this area that is Panama City area and the second area that have been marked with the previous analysis is no, not more present. So we can say that this analysis is more suitable for our work. And finally, to conclude, I can say that social media platforms are very powerful source of information, but we have to be very careful how to use this information and how to like filtrate it, because it is a very like big source and it is possible to find everything. So be very careful when downloading the data. And as we saw, also the parameters that are inside of the metadata of your data set, the high attention should be paid because the analysis result depends a lot on the selected parameters and in most of the analysis. And here are the future works that I'm focused and I will be focused. Thank you so much. Oh, questions.
For your future work, you notice I noticed you were going to try to correlate it with actual damage. Where are you planning on getting that from? Because I know FEMA produces it for the U.S. in this scenario. And if you're going to get that.
In which can you explain me a bit more your question? Like from if I understood well, the damage from information from where I will take them? No.
Right. Correct.
I will take some. It depends on the event, in most of the cases, I'm using Copernicus EMS and their map datasets, and I'm using to correlate.
Okay. I just wanted to share. We can maybe talk about.
Yeah, sure.
But for Michael, for instance, FEMA has an open data set for historical damage assessment, structure by structure.
Oh. Okay.
I built it, so I can.
Oh,
share
okay,
it.
That's nice. So definitely, we will talk after. Thanks.
I want to know the basic conceptual framework in your research, and then you talked about georeference tweets. Did you take care of maybe the tweets outside the zone? You mentioned about 800 and is it 8,000 thereabouts? So how many of those tweets are within the zone and then outside?
Okay, so when we were collecting those tweets, the first like 8,169 were downloaded based on the hashtag and keywords without knowing if they have like inserted defined geolocation or not. And then after, so it was much more than 8,000, okay? And then, I told, like, only 0.6% have had geolocation already inserted, and the rest was found by the algorithm that have been developed by my colleague. So I don't know if I answer your question, because in sense we covered all the area. If you take a look, okay, this one, for example, here, see, they're much far away from the hurricane SWAT, and still we located them, even though maybe they were not so relevant for us, but we found their location.
Okay, but you didn't take note of maybe the number of tweets outside the location. Out of the 8,000, how many are outside the location and how many?
Well, these 8,000 are all that you can see in the map. Okay, and let's say that those that didn't have the defined location are much more, maybe even doubled. Okay.
It's coming. Thank you. Do you have thoughts about how using tweets with no georeferenced? Maybe in the text they talk about the place. Is there a way, or do you think about a way to take advantage of that?
Yes and no. in sense, if the we didn't do the semantic analysis that much, and we were not focused on the semantic analysis and taking the information, but since at the end there are not a lot, there are just 254, and I guarantee, if you trust me, like I did, I check one by one, because at the end, if you go to check the framework for relevance filtering, there is a part like automatic part and then crowdsourcing part. But for this research, since the amount was very small, we were the crowd, let's say, since it was not our main point of the work. And I can tell you that there was no, like, they were not saying maybe the street, like, very, very precise location. Maybe they would say in the city of, but, like, more precise location was not defined inside of the text.
Do you consider that people put the georeference because they know it's important, it's useful, or because they just put it
I don't know. But I hope, like, if spreading this idea, it will raise the awareness that also, like, anybody can contribute.
Hi, I'm Ramona Palic from Luxembourg, and I have a question which is related to the one before. So the precision of the geolocation, do you think, I don't know, it's about 5, can it be about 5, 20 meters? Because I'm working with flood mapping in bare soil, but also urban areas with Copernicus data, and that's the results we have. And I would like, because we would like to compare this with your results from social media data.
Well, for this particular case, I didn't check that much in deep, like the precision, but for another case that was flood in UK, I did it, and I have to say that it differs from place to place, and also like type of the urban area, like if it is a big city or a smaller city. Sure. Yeah, but let's say that in that case, the precision was like about 2 meters.
That's right, because we have, like, for example, some results not from this area, but from Hurricane Harvey in 2017 that affected quite a lot Houston in the U.S. So it would be nice to compare this kind of
definitely.
Results. Thank you.
Thank you.
I had the last question, but time is running out. I will ask separately. So thank you very much.
Thank you.